AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue in Charlotte, North Carolina.
We are a peaceful city. We will work together moving forward.
The city is on edge after a night of violence following the shooting death by police of Keith Scott. Police Chief Kerr Putney says he plans to show video of the shooting to Scott's family.
The video does not give me absolute, definitive, visual evidence that would confirm that a person is pointing a gun.
Putney has said Scott refused repeatedly when told to drop a gun. People in the neighborhood where the shooting took place say Scott was unarmed and was holding a book. The chief also says there is no reason to impose a curfew in Charlotte. Donald Trump says there seems to be a lack of spirit between whites and blacks. In an interview on Fox News Channel, Trump said because of the increase in violence in Chicago, the city should adopt stop-and-frisk policing tactics. It has been widely condemned as racial profiling by minority leaders. Brian Pagliano did not show up at a hearing of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He is the former State Department employee who helped set up Hillary Clinton's private email server when she was Secretary of State. This is Committee Chair Jason Chaffetz.
So we are left with no choice but to consider this resolution and report recommending the House hold Mr. Pagliano in contempt of Congress.
Pagliano's attorney says the subpoena revealed a naked political agenda to embarrass his client by forcing him to assert his constitutional rights before the cameras just weeks before the presidential election. On Capitol Hill today, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Joe Dunford says he knows who was behind the airstrike on an aid convoy in Aleppo in Syria.
There is no doubt in my mind that the Russians are responsible. I just don't know whose aircraft actually dropped the bombs.
Syria and Russia deny it. Wall Street, strong gains continue. The Dow is up 114 points. This is AP Radio News. Syrian President Bashar Assad is blaming the U.S. for the collapse of the truce there.
I believe that the United States is not genuine regarding having cessation of violence in Syria.
In an interview with the Associated Press, Assad said it should be possible for the U.S. and Russia to team up to fight extremists, but it's not going to happen.
Practically, yes. But in reality, no, because the United States doesn't have the will to work against al-Nusra or even ISIS, because they believe that this is a card they can use for their own agenda.
Assad is rejecting the accusations by the U.S. that Syrian or Russian planes struck an aid convoy in Aleppo, or that his troops were preventing food from getting into Aleppo's rebel-held eastern neighborhoods. The government in Afghanistan has signed a draft peace deal with a prominent warlord. This could pave the way for a similar agreement in Afghanistan with the Taliban. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.